Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to 1979, which I suppose is appropriate given the inflation. Chic went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Good Times, the group's second number one hit on this day in 1979. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Michael Letts is with us now. He's the founder, president, CEO of Invest USA. More information about them at investusa.org. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, it's a privilege, Scott. I appreciate your standing in and everything you're doing to make America the great nation that it's always been in the past.
Thank you, sir. You're a former officer, 30 years of law enforcement experience. We are finding a teacher shortage in some parts of our country, and different governors, different states are reacting in different ways. I know down in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is saying former military members can become teachers, make it easy to become teachers. Former police officers can perhaps become teachers. What do you think about this idea, and not just an idea, but the plan in motion in Florida specifically for former officers, first responders to become, make it easier for them to become teachers in the community?
I think it's an excellent plan, Scott. It's one we've been proposing for quite some time. It's the dilemma that this country faces. Is, of course, you know, with the defund the police and the vilification of law enforcement, vilification of first responders, their lack of being able to fund them adequately or give them the necessary equipment that they need to be able to protect themselves. They're leaving in droves. And quite frankly, we have a crisis situation. Here's the situation that it also develops, is we don't have anybody coming up to the ranks. There are no young people that are interested in providing community service and protecting those who make our society free. And so one of the great things that can happen is to provide role models for these young people to see that the mainstream media is wrong as to how they characterize our first responders. Can't think of a better way than to have our first responders actually in the classrooms helping to teach. Can't think of a better way to solve a teacher's crisis than to put people with character and principle and values in our school system. And I think that's what it's about. I know there's some opposition. Oh, well, how are they qualified to teach? Folks, I wouldn't run on that record because, quite frankly, our public education system is not where it needs to be. And that's being very polite when I put it that way.
And Michael, something I like about this proposal is you do have officers and first responders who are able to retire from police departments and other places at a relatively young age, perhaps 55, 57, somewhere in that range. So if they become teachers, they don't have perhaps a year or two. They don't have to be temporary, is I guess what I'm trying to say. They have the opportunity to give themselves and serve the community once again, which they've already done for years, for 5 years, 10 years, maybe even more. There's time to really become a part of that teaching community.
Well, you're exactly right. Give the statistics that how it works. First of all, the listeners need to understand that this is a surprising stat, but 80% of first responders and law enforcement officers are retired military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say retired military, they serve. They serve like a 4-year stint. And then typically they're 21 to 25 when they go into law enforcement. You have 20 years experience before you retire. It's such a stressful job that 20 years is, seems like 60 probably. But you're talking about 45, as you said, 50 in that area. They still got 15, 20 years easy that they can serve their community. And they love what they do. I tell people you have to have a special heart to be a first responder. You certainly don't do it for the pay. You certainly don't do it for the glory. And if they care about their community and want to test themselves in the lives of young people, what a great opportunity this is for America.
Michael Letts with us, founder, president, CEO of Invest USA. More info on them at investusa.org. Tell us actually a little bit about Invest USA and what you and your team is doing over there.
Well, we've been doing this for 30 years. We raise funds and provide bulletproof vests for law enforcement officers. Most people don't realize how vital it is needed because of the fact that when we started this 30 years ago, 52% of officers had no vests at all. We got that down to 20%, but that's the concealable vest, the vest they wear under their shirt. That is made to stop a pistol, not a long-range rifle. Our criminals now have targeted our law enforcement officers with ambush-style tactics, and so we had to develop a new vest called an active shooter vest with titanium plates. But unfortunately, 90% of officers don't have that vest, and we're trying to make sure they have the ability to come home safely to their families. And so what we do is we have InVest as our charity to raise funds for that. And the most important thing I tell people right now, today, morale is the lowest it's ever been. We're losing more officers killed in the line of duty than ever in history. And we have the highest suicide rate among officers. It's that bad. So if you can do something today, just tell an officer, thank you for your service. Thank you for protecting me. That's all you need to do today.
InvestUSA.org for more information. InvestUSA.org. Michael Letts, founder, president, CEO of InvestUSA. Michael, thank you so much for jumping on this morning with us on the Steve Gruber Show.
My delight. You have a great day. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life, learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again, drop the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve himself lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. He swears by My Pure Health Solutions. And it's real food, too. You can find out more today at GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Thursday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.